whether or not he got the first down. I don't think he got there. That was some good play. Again, getting off the pile will be Cooper DePoit for Wausau West. Has some help as well. Boy, DePoit has been playing some good football the last 4 weeks since returning to the team after a little hockey sojourn. It'll be third down and short. 140 yards on 21 attempts now for Hayden Carlson. Under center this time is Ethan Femmel. I formation. Femmel takes the snap. Handoff. Carlson up the middle. He goes into the end zone for a touchdown. That's an impressive drive for Marshfield. They made some plays on that drive. Took a lot of time off and reestablished a three-score lead at 31-14. Boy, Carlson showing why he's been one of the top runners in the Wisconsin Valley Conference so far this season. He has been very good. Another two-point conversion attempt for Marshfield. Again, they have this odd formation. There's the snap, looking to throw his Femmel, throws it near side. He'll be grabbed in the end zone for a conversion. The grab was made on the near side by Camden Kolstad. 33-14 Marshfield, 7:49 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll have the kickoff in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams, so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Back from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, sorry at the 10 for the Warriors on the kickoff. Right-hand side to the 20, to the 25, far sideline 30, to the 35, to the 40, and Luke Sari brought out of bounds at near the 45-yard line. Good return for Wausau West, good field position for the Warriors, but a steep hill to climb with 7:41 to go in the game, and Marshfield leading 33-14. Well, the Warriors are going to have a very quick tempo, I think, at this point. Warriors will break the huddle, come right to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the right-hand hash. Receivers left and right. Well, motion to the left. There's the snap. Looking to throw. Gravine, now he's flush. He is hit. He lost the football. Loose inside the 30. It'll be covered up by Miles Wahlvogel at about the 28-yard line. A strip sack that time by Marshfield and a loss of about 17 yards on the play. Another big loss on the play for Wausau West. And that leads to a second down and about 27 yards to go. Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left-hand side, one to the right. Wahlvogel lined up to the left of his QB. Gravine looking to throw. Gravine has time. Gravine looking. Fires a near side. Intercepted. Picked off at the 40 to the 35 and falling down at the 33-yard line. Long throw from the right-hand hash to the near side of the field. And it was underthrown and picked off by Marshfield. Making the grab was Mason Anderson. And Marshfield gets it back. Not an easy throw, to say the least. I mean, that was a hard throw for Joe. But in the end, right now, Marshfield with all the momentum since late in the second quarter. So Marshfield with 6:43 to go in the fourth, an opportunity here to put the finishing touches on this one, starting at the Wausau West 33-yard line. Ball on the right-hand hash. Tigers back to the line of scrimmage. Ethan Femmel, the quarterback. This time running back to the right is Harlan Meissner. So Meissner getting a look at the running back position now for Marshfield. There's the snap. It's an inside handoff. With it is Carlson, left-hand side. Cuts it back 30. Carlson puts the shoulder pass down inside the 25 and close to another first down. So this time Carlson started as a wing back and took the inside handoff on the right-hand side. I should say moving from the right-hand side to the left and able to pick up 9 yards on that first down play. Miles Wahlvogel will get the tackle there for Wausau West. Second and one from the Warrior 24-yard line now for Marshfield. Clock ticking towards the midway point of the fourth quarter. 6:10 to go, 33-14 Tigers. Marshfield looking to move to 3-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. That's where the Warriors are going into play tonight. Ethan Femmel in the pistol, takes the snap. Handoff up the middle. That, I believe, was Meissner. Yep, it was Meissner, and he will get enough for a first down. Four-yard gain for Harlan Meissner. Ball right at the 20-yard line. By far the most impressive performance that Marshfield's had this year. Their win so far, a 9-point win over Eau Claire Memorial, and that come-from-behind win by 11 last week at Wisconsin Rapids. There's the snap, handoff to the deep man, another first carry of the game, and fighting his way close to the 15-yard line is number 14. That is Adrian Pieper, junior running back. So first carry for Pieper. As Denny Gadel able to get some more players out there on this homecoming night for the Marshfield Tigers. That will be marked at the 15, so a 5-yard gain. It'll be second down and 5 yards to go. Warriors back in action next Friday night. The home finale, and that'll be the Warriors' homecoming next Friday against Eau Claire Memorial. 6:35 pregame right here on 98.9 WXCO. Femmel under center, I formation, takes the snap. Handoff to the deep man. And getting through the first wave of Pieper, bounces off a tackler inside the 10-yard line and has a first down. So bouncing off one tackler and able to get forward to about the 10 is Pieper, 5-yard gain. It'll be first down and goal to goal coming up as shaken up and coming off will be Miles Wahlvogel. Again, throwing his body around. He's had a lot of hard work during this 2025 football season. Defense, offense, special teams. But now first and goal for the Tigers, 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Ball on the left-hand hash, back into the pistol. Ethan Femmel takes the snap. Fake handoff, keeps himself left-hand side, turns it upfield, and he'll be brought down. Oh, another flag, and the second flag is thrown. In on the tackle for Wausau West was Jacob Shear, but two flags are thrown at the end of the play. See what this penalty is. It was a short gain, about a yard on the play for the quarterback, Femmel. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Wausau West, and it looks like an ejection. Well, this is a night you want to forget, but at the same time you have to remember, because you have learned some lessons here tonight. The Warriors have just let things get away significantly late in the game. Well, actually going back to late in the second quarter. It's just been, boy, kind of the opposite of what we saw last week against Stevens Point, where the Warriors were able to continually bounce back with adversity. Tonight it has not been the case. And again, you learn. It's never smooth operating, but at the same time, it's just one of those situations where you have to try and learn from it. So with 4 minutes and 17 seconds to go, they will mark off half the distance to the goal line. It'll be marked now to the 4-yard line, first down and goal to go. I formation under center, Ethan Femmel takes the snap, hand off to the fullback and into the end zone, untouched for the touchdown is number 15. That is Tanner Heslip. Tanner Heslip getting the touchdown and makes it 39-14. This time it will be a straight point after touchdown kick attempt for the Tigers. Coming out will be Easton Ledden to attempt the kick. McTaggart is the holder. Kick is up and the kick is good. 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Marshfield 40, Wausau West 14. Kickoff in 30 seconds. This is Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks to the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast of Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club supports the Wausau West football student athletes in their activities and supports the Warriors from the opening kickoff to the final gun. Find out more about the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club and Wausau West football at their website, wausauwestfootball.com. Again, thanks to the Wausau West Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast on 98.9 WXCO.
Kickoff coming up for the Marshfield Tigers. 40-14. Boy, did not expect this, especially the way the game was going in the first half. But the momentum turn started on a special teams play, and Wausau West not able to slow down that Marshfield momentum since then. Here comes the kickoff. Angle to the far side, taken at the 17-yard line. Tau to the 20, now to the left-hand side to the 25. Kicked it to the near sideline to the 30 and brought out of bounds just short of the 30-yard line. So Aiden Tau brought that one back for Wausau West. And the Warriors will take over first and 10. Wausau West offense on the near side. The thing that we always hear from the coach, every week is a new week. As good as last week was, it was a new week this week. As tough as this one is, it will be a new week next week. So, again, this team has the capability of turning the page. New quarterback for Wausau West, Jackson Riley, will take over. Riley takes the snap, handoff. Up the middle with it is Luke Sari. He gets beyond the 30 to near the 35-yard line. Gain of about 5 yards on the play. Now call it a 4-yard gain. So, 4-yard pickup. For Luke Sari, it'll be second down and 6. Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Seeing some new faces out there. We'll try to mention who's on the field here for Wausau West. Jackson Riley, handoff again. Luke Sari, right-hand side, 35 to the 40. It looks like he has a first down. 6-yard gain, and the sticks will be moved. In the game for Wausau West, Marcus Heise, also Tegan Weller, a couple of sophomores. Also out on the field for Wausau West is Cole Kennedy, another sophomore. Carson Thurs, a sophomore. He'll line up on the slot in the on the left-hand side. There's the snap. Fake handoff, keeping his Riley. 40, 45, Riley to the 50. And Jackson Riley into Marshfield territory. 47-yard line after a 13-yard gain. Excuse me, that was actually Tegan Weller. Excuse me, he had moved to quarterback. So Riley back in. So my mistake, I did not notice that Weller had moved to the quarterback position. And Tegan Weller with a nice run up the middle for 13 yards and that first down. Now Riley back in at quarterback for the Warriors. First and 10 for the Marshfield 47. There's the snap. Fake handoff, rolling to the right is Riley. He'll fire it. He has his man complete, 40 to the 35, and brought down at the 34-yard line. As bringing that one in for the Warriors was Marcus Koenigs. So So Marcus Koenigs able to pick up 13 yards on that play. First completed pass for Riley here today. He was 1-for-1 for 44 yards last week in the game against Stevens Point. He came on for an injured Gravine for a few moments. First and 10, Warriors at the Marshfield 33. There's the snap. Riley, screen pass, left-hand side, room to run. 25 to 30, 25 to the 20, and run out of bounds. That was Marcus Heise on a screen pass to the left. See where they mark him out of bounds. They'll mark him at the 20, so a 14-yard screen pass completion. And Heise gets on the score sheet. So first and 10, Warriors now at the 20-yard line with 2:08 to go. Two receivers left, one to the right. Luke Sari lined up to the left of his quarterback. Sari takes the handoff. 15 to the 10. Sari to the 8. Luke Sari with 12 yards right up the gut. And another first down. Three carries for 22 yards now for Luke Sari. Clock is rolling. 2 minutes even to go. So the Warriors trying to get a little bit more of a positive taste in the mouth here at the end of the night. First and goal to go. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Keeping is Jackson Riley. Riley is ankle tackled back at the 10. Trying to get out of that ankle tackle was Jackson Riley, but holding on for dear life with Ethan Trulin. And that will be a loss of 2 on the play. So second and goal from the 10. Don't forget, after we're done here, more high school football. Newman Catholic in action against Port Edwards on a tape delay basis. Tom Weaver will have the call of that one. Again, once our post game is done. Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. This time it is Marcus Heise lined up at the running back position next to Riley. Fake handoff. Looking to throw is Jackson Riley. He is flushed to the right. Looking. Fires to the end zone. Incomplete. The intended receiver was Carson Thurs at the back of the end zone. But incomplete. Stops the clock with 59 seconds to go. Again, tough night at the office, but the Warriors still will be 4-3 overall. They'll still be 3-2 in the conference. Still plenty to play for as we head to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Can you believe it? Final 2 weeks of the regular season. What a quick year it has been. Heise takes the handoff, right-hand side. Heise trying to get to the corner. Heise to the 5. Heise into the end zone for a touchdown. So Marcus Heise takes it in from 10 yards out to get the Warriors a late touchdown and make it 40-20. Again, good for these younger players, these sophomores especially, to get this opportunity and be able to drive it down the field and get the touchdown. Before they, I think they'll probably go for a two-point conversion here, the Warriors will call timeout. That will give us a chance to remind you that tomorrow we have more high school football. Tomorrow afternoon I'll be in Merrill as the Wausau East Lumberjacks will take on the Merrill Blue Jays. We will have live coverage of that one starting with the pregame show at 1:05 and the opening kickoff at 1:30. That is Wausau East at Merrill coming up tomorrow right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coach Matt Johnson in the huddle with his young players. Again, some of these backups, these younger players getting this opportunity late in the game. So now the Warriors will head back to the line of scrimmage. Spread formation. See what Coach has up his sleeve for this two-point conversion. Looks like in the backfield for Wausau West as well is Kennedy Yang. There's the snap. Looking to throw is Riley. Fires near side. Yang has it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So, yep. When I saw Kennedy Yang at the running back, I thought there's going to be something going on with him. And fired it to the left-hand side, and Yang into the end zone for the two-point conversion with 52.5 seconds to go And it's 40-22 Marshfield. We're going to keep it right here for the kickoff coming up in just a moment. But the Warriors and Eau Claire Memorial. Next week, Eau Claire Memorial. And then 2 weeks from now, the Warriors will finish up their season on the road at River Falls. And that River Falls team has had a great year. They've only lost one game going into tonight. So these are big games coming up for the Warriors as they try to close out a playoff berth in the next couple of weeks. They'll be able to do it with a win next week against Eau Claire Memorial. Again, 6:35 next Friday night, live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. See if the Warriors try an onside kick here in the final moments of this one. Here comes the approach. Nope, going to be a high end-over-end kick. It'll be taken at the 11-yard line, up the middle to the 15, and then taking a knee will be the return man. So now with 49.4 seconds to go. One snap, maybe two. We'll have to wait and see, and then this one will be over. And frankly, probably a good thing to be over because, again, it's been a rough night here for the Warriors. Excuse me. So now to the line of scrimmage comes Port Edwards. That's Port Edwards. That's his name. Coming up. Now coming to the line of scrimmage are the Marshfield Tigers. There's the snap. There's a handoff left-hand side. Room to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Far sideline to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, and out of bounds. With the carry that time for Marshfield, you know, big chunk of yardage is Pieper. Where are they going to mark it? It'll be marked at the 39-yard line in Warrior territory. So a 41-yard carry for Pieper. Out of bounds, so that means they'll stop the clock with 39.9 seconds to go. Would hope here maybe we could get a knee on it. But we'll wait and see. Tigers back to the line of scrimmage. And it does look like they will go into their victory formation. In at quarterback right now is Brock Vanderweist, sophomore. He will take a knee. May have to do that one more time. Nope, it looks like they will not have to take another snap. So time will go ticking down, and the Marshfield Tigers will win this one over the Wausau West Warriors by a score of 40-22. Coming up, we'll have our post-game show. We will take a look at the stats and the scoring of this one and wrap things up here from Marshfield. Again, Marshfield Tigers defeat the Wausau West Warriors by a score of 40-22. Back in a few moments, this is Wausau West Warrior High School Football on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snow plow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast position in Marshfield, where tonight the Marshfield Tigers moved to 3-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, 3-4 overall, while the Wausau West Warriors dropped to 3-2 in the league, and the Warriors are now 4-3 as Marshfield wins it by a score of 40-22. Let's look at the numbers of this one. For Wausau West, nice night running the football for Cooper DePoit. He had 19 carries for 114 yards in the game, including a touchdown. 10 rushes, 33 yards, and a touchdown for Miles Wallvogel. 4 carries for 26 yards for Taden Mua. 8 attempts for 14 yards for Joel Gravine. Luke Sari had 3 carries for 22 yards. Tegan Weller, 1 carry for 13 yards. Jackson Riley, 1 carry for negative 2 yards. And Marcus Heisey, 1 carry for 10 yards. And that was a touchdown. 210 yards rushing unofficially for the Wausau West Warriors here tonight. Passing the football, Joel Gravine hit on 2 of 8 passes for 28 yards, including an interception. Jackson Riley was 2 out of 3 passing for 27 yards. 1 catch, 25 yards for Miles Waldvogel. 1 catch for 14 yards for Marcus Heisey. 1 catch for 13 yards for Marcus Koenigs. 1 catch for 3 yards for Shay Jones. 210 on the ground, 55 through the air, 265 yards of total offense tonight for Wausau West. For Marshfield, Hayden Carlson had 23 attempts for 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ethan Femmel had 3 carries for 8 yards. Harlan Meissner had 1 carry for 4 yards. Aiden Pieper had 3 carries for 51 yards. 2 carries for 7 yards for Tanner Heslip. 1 carry for 3 yards for Jacob Sadowska. And 1 attempt for negative 1 yard for Brock Vanderwist. Passing the football, Ethan Femmel tonight completed 5 of 10 passes for 71 yards and a touchdown. Trevin Fries was 1 out of 4 for 10 yards. 227 yards on the ground, 81 through the air, 308 yards of total offense tonight for the Marshfield Tigers. Looking at the scoring, Marshfield on the board first, 11:51 to go in the second quarter, a 24-yard touchdown run by Hayden Carlson. Extra point was good. It was 7-0 Marshfield with the lead. Warriors on the next drive kept it for nearly 6 minutes and scored a touchdown. With 6:09 to go in the second quarter, a 1-yard touchdown run by Miles Wallvogel, and it was 7-7. It looked like we were going to be 7-7 going into halftime, but the Warriors had a bad snap on a punt attempt. It was tackled at the 15-yard line with under 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. 3 plays later, Marshfield took advantage, a 3-yard touchdown reception, as it was Ethan Femmel able to find Camden Kolstad. And with 11 seconds to go in the second quarter, Marshfield took a 14-7 lead, and that would be the score at the intermission. Then, on the first series of the third quarter, it got from bad to worse for the Warriors. A 45-yard interception return for a touchdown by Easton Ledden They got the two-point conversion with 10:20 to go in the third. It was 22-7, Marshfield. Then Ledden, a 25-yard field goal with 6:37 to go in the third quarter, made it 25-7. The Warriors then had a good touchdown drive that culminated on a 5-yard run by Cooper DePoit with 2:08 to go in the third, made it 25-14. But then Marshfield will put it away with back-to-back touchdowns in the fourth. With 7:49 to go in the fourth, a 6-yard touchdown run by Carlson made it 33-14. Then a 4-yard touchdown run by Heslip with 4:05 to go made it 40-14. And then with 52 seconds to go, a 10-yard touchdown run by Marcus Heisey for Wausau West would close out the scoring, make it 40-22. And that would be it. 40-22, Marshfield over Wausau West here tonight. Well, that's going to do it here tonight from Marshfield in our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. There will be better nights for the Warriors. It was just a rough one tonight for Wausau West. But we'll be back with the Warriors next Friday night. 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff as Wausau West plays host to Eau Claire Memorial on the Warriors' homecoming night. From our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth here in Marshfield, I'm Chad Holmes. 40-22, Marshfield over the Warriors. This has been Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football has been brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Rocket Industrials and the Wausau Business Show, Featherstone Cabinetry, K5 Construction, and the Wausau West Gridiron Club. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School football on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's time for Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Newman Catholic football is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Rocket Industrial, and the Wausau Business Show. It's time now for Newman Catholic High School football on your home for the Fighting Cardinals, 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening from Balliot Field at Newman Catholic High School. Welcome to Cardinal Football on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Tom Weaver. Glad to be with you on an absolutely beautiful Friday night for high school football. Homecoming for the Cardinals, and they will try to lock down a WIAA playoff berth. Of course, playoff field expanded this year in the 8-man level to 32 teams. Right now, according to the performance index, this new computer system they're using, the Cardinals would be a 4 seed hosting a home game in the first round, but got to get through the next 2 weeks here. When we last talked with you, the Cardinals left smarting from a 48-38 loss at Marion Tigerton. Griffin Pent, 7 catches, 107 yards, and 2 touchdowns, but it was the Braylon Milkey show for the Thundercats, 26 carries, 340 yards, and 5 touchdowns. But perhaps bigger news than that is the injury front for the Cardinals that are looming into this game here tonight. Quarterback Quincy Fender expected to be out for the remainder of the season. Knee injury, word is, not as bad as originally thought. And the thought is he can be at some point ready for the basketball season, but the football season is out the door. Cooper Gould, long-term, a knee injury. He is out the rest of the year and will be a question how quickly he can rehab from knee surgery to get back. So we wish those two the best. And it is linebacker and offensive lineman Damian Pent, still going to be out here, injured in week one. They're shooting for his return to the lineup next week in a big game at Tri-County. The good news front, Carter Shawanka on the offensive line, back in the lineup tonight. He missed the last couple of weeks. He's going to go one way only and play on the offensive line here tonight. So the junior quarterback, Michael Fox, will continue. He performed pretty well for the Cardinals against Marion Tigerton, and he'll keep going with things here tonight. Cardinals come in 4-2 overall, 3-2 in the CWA. Port Edwards 1-6, 1-4. Their only win on the season, a forfeit win over Bowler Gresham. They have struggled a bit, and they're looking to keep things going here. And a lineup of games here tonight. Of course, the Cardinals last week got the forfeit win against Menominee Nation, and the game forfeited there. And it is, Port Edwards falling 56-20 against Marion Tigerton last week. They ran into Braylon Milkey, 10 carries, 137 yards, and 3 touchdowns there. The other games last week, Tri-County lost to Rosholt, 48-34. Almond Bancroft beats Wild Rose, 60-40. So if you look at the CWA standings, Marion Tigerton 5-0, Tri-County 4-0, Newman, Almond Bancroft both 3-2, Wild Rose 2-3. Port Edwards is 1-4. So that's where we go here as the Cardinals look to get a homecoming win here tonight. We'll take a break. We come back to Chad Holmes' conversation with Cardinals head coach Paul Micklin. That is on its way next. This is Newman Catholic Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools. From 6 weeks old through 12th grade, students are led to build a strong foundation for life. Catholic faith and learning come together in a welcoming community that encourages growth at every stage through a well-rounded curriculum, service opportunities, and a wide range of extracurricular activities. Students are inspired to discover their gifts, strengthen their character, and reach their full potential, with growth happening both within and beyond the classroom. Newman Catholic Schools creates an environment where students can flourish. Choose a school that invests in your child's future. Learn more at newmancatholicschools.com.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. World Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. World Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA World Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO continues as the Cardinals get set to take on Port Edwards. We'll get you back to Tom Weaver for all the exciting play-by-play coming up in just a few moments. I am Chad Holmes, joined now by the head coach of the Cards, Paul Micklin, and sort of like the NFL here. You got your bye week. You had a chance to take a step back last week as Menominee Nation did not play, and you got a forfeit W. How did you set things up? Because it's a little different. You don't do this very often.
Yeah, we had quite a few injuries the week of the Barry Tigerton game, and so it gave us the time to regroup. Sometimes things work out in your favor to get some other guys ready to go and lined up, and it gave us a little more time to digest with getting ready for Port Edwards, and we faced them before, and we got to give the kids a little more time off last week, and didn't have a normal schedule and worked on some things and tried to take care of ourselves more than anything else last week and then come back this week and, you know, starting on Sunday and same routine. So I thought it was a benefit for us and it got us, especially at the time that we needed it.
Touching on the Marion Tigerton game, and that was obviously a crazy night with the delays and everything else that was going on. I was listening to the second half of the game, and I know that you and I share an affinity for the Rocky movies. And I'm sitting there listening to that game and seeing all these guys that you're playing. And I think at one point you were down to like your fourth string center for a few plays, and it reminded me of when. In the 14th round, Rocky was down there, and Mick is saying, stay down, stay down.
Yep.
But he got back up, and it seemed like your team got back up every time against a really good football team. Every time it looked like maybe Marion Tigerton was going to put it away with a score, you get it back, and you score again. In the fourth quarter, it's a one-score game, and you have a chance to win. It was really quite a performance for your guys, considering the number of two-way players that went down in that game.
Yeah, it just, you know, and they're a really good team to begin with, like you said, and our, you know, and I think that when at the beginning of the year, I think we were a quality team. I don't know if we were, you know, the best team in the state to begin with, and I think we showed that we can handle and play with people and do those kinds of things, and then one by one, started going down, and you know that's you know the theme was last Saturday night when I got to go to actually Ian's and Miss Clement's performance, and there's a song that says, you know, I'm still standing, and you know,
yeah.
we want to keep standing, and that's what those young men did. They kept standing, and that's what we're going to do, and because some of those injuries, obviously, we're not getting those guys back, right. But it gave us the time to do it. But I couldn't be more proud of what they accomplished, and you know, unless you're in this situation and have an idea, and there's not many people that are in this situation of what we were going through at that time, and it was difficult, and they kept on standing, they kept on battling, and put themselves in. And the other thing that people don't understand, and I keep on saying that every week, Chad, but is that, yeah. You know, we're getting everybody's best shot. Mm-hmm. We got Newman Catholic on our front of our jersey, and, you know, they're thinking sometimes we're Newman Catholic of the old, and so they're giving us the best shot, and this is their game, and, mm-hmm. you know, and they never beat us before, and they're coming out there, and every time that's happening, we're getting these teams' best shot, mm-hmm. and that's... So that even throws in more of it on there.
Yeah, you said it, Marion Tigerton, this season. There's my obviously again. You can say, you tell people that they don't understand, and I say obviously all the time. I mean, we got to fix that very quickly.
I say it too.
But that's a very good football team. And the thing that frustrates me is when somebody says, oh, Marion Tigerton upsets Newman Catholic. Literally, they probably should have won by about 40 points. I mean, it's like not an upset when you look at everything that went into it. But again, your guys, like you talked about earlier this year,
if you want to go into that, and we can go into that, you know, they have their enrollment this year, and with some rules, they had a little flop on things. The WIA somewhere, the wording, all right? So Chippewa Falls and Marion Tigerton basically are in the playoffs. They have the over enrollment of 200 because of wording. So they're at 211 for their three-year average. So this year they could still be in the playoffs. They had 39 guys on the sidelines. So we are at school at 94. Think about that, Chad. You talk about Rocky. That was Rocky, and that was the situation. So it's to go to your thing. Upset. Hey, you know what? if beating Newman Catholic, I guess we've arrived.
That is the great compliment.
Yes,
I would
you.
Say the wonderful compliment. Whenever somebody beats Newman Catholic, that they automatically make that their best win of the year, which is, says a lot about your program right there.
Yep, and we got to take it as a compliment.
You do. Port Edwards, you had a chance to go scout last week because you had a chance. Did you do two games last week?
Two games, yeah.
Okay, so you started with Port, the old afternoon game over at Port, and it was a...
Saw Coach Novinsky.
guy is everywhere, yeah. Isn't he? But they were a tri-champion a year ago, lost a lot with graduation, and they're trying to rebuild. Because at your level, the cycle, it's hard to always maintain at the top because smaller schools, they go through the kids, and sometimes it'll be that ebb and flow. It looks like a little bit of that ebb for them, but they're trying to, they've got a veteran coach. They're going to be ready to go, aren't they?
They're going to be ready. And this is their last... This is their last game because next week it was Menominee. So they're going to play them in a JV game next week or whatever. And this is their last. Their last hurrah, hurrah. And you know, Max coached with me in the All Star game a couple of years ago, and good friends.
Right.
We've been texting through the week, and I'll make sure I have his hot dog ready for him when he arrives. And he's going to have those guys ready, and he's going to have them ready to play. And they're young, and they got some real good talent. And they played Marion Tigerton last week, ironically, after us. And, they played their best quarter. And we talked about it. They played their best quarter in the first quarter. It was 16-8 against them. And they are going to give us their best shot tonight, too. And, tonight is a playoff game for us. Yeah. And to make the playoffs, if we made the playoffs, we're only one of two teams to make the playoffs. And it would be an incredible story if we can get into it, and I don't think people would appreciate it as much as I do personally, if we can get this team into the playoffs and get a W, and then you never know what happens. But we got to give our best shot tonight.
What are the keys? Because it is a different... You've had a little chance now to work with your new quarterback and some other areas of the game. As you look at what your team has to do tonight against Port, what are the big things that you're looking for, especially early on?
You know, we can't give up. They got their offense now has been a little kind of a freelance, and they have a quarterback that plays good in their system. He's just young, and he's ran for like 680 yards or whatever, and he's the man. They like to go shotgun and get those guys running out for patterns, and if nothing's there, he takes off. And so when you're missing your middle linebacker and you got your backup in, that puts a lot of strain on you. So that's number one. You can't give up big plays all the time. We're going to have to be able to make big plays defensively. And offensively, we got to get the snap. We got to get from the snap to execution. We got some new guys in the line. Those are the two things, making big plays defensively and not letting them, and then offensively making sure that we don't turn the ball over, and because we can score. We still got weapons there that we can get we got to make sure we get them the ball and execute.
Good luck.
Thanks, John.
Head coach of the Cards, Paul Miklik, will come back, have more. Tom will be back from Ballyhett Field coming up next. Newman Cardinal Football, 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
On Saturday afternoon, the Wausau East High School football team looks for a second consecutive victory as the Lumberjacks travel to Merrill to take on the Blue Jays. Hear all the exciting action live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 1:05 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 1:30 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East Football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Compass Properties, Grand Avenue Artifactory, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Lopnose, The Mill Yard, Northland Painting, Callan Street Pub, Rocket Industrial, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's Wausau East at Merrill in high school football. Saturday, live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 1:05 p.m., opening kickoff at 1:30 on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snow plow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
All right, back here in Newman, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. Absolutely gorgeous for this homecoming game here tonight. 73 degrees as we approach kickoff here tonight. And senior night, of course, here for the Cardinals as well. So I think that's the routine they're going through here. Homecoming, final home game. Cardinals will be on the road next week at Tri-County to close things out again. Pretty much a win here tonight locks things in as the Cardinals committed 3-2 overall in the conference. And again, while we have a little bit of an extended pregame here, let's take a look at that eight-player playoff metrics. The Cardinals currently 15th in that ranking, so they are projected as a number four seed. If you look at other teams in the Central Wisconsin 8, Marion Tigerton projected right now a number two seed as they are eighth. Tri-County 14th, Newman 15th, Almond Bancroft is 16th. So that is how things come around. And again, if the seedings go true to form and project things, Newman would host Searing in a level one playoff game here at Ballyhead Field. So we'll see how that goes, but get a win here tonight and then a big one on the road at Tri-County next week. You really could build your playoff resume heading in and see where things go into week one and perhaps creep up into one of those three or two seeds if you could do that. But again, if you're just joining us on the injury front, Quincy Fender out the rest of the season for the quarterback here, and understand he's pretty hopeful that he'll be back on the floor for the basketball season. He was a little more worried went into that whole situation. He seemed somewhat relieved that basketball was in the conversation, at least for it. Cooper Gould, the news not so good. He's going to have surgery here, a significant knee injury that his return to anything is dependent on rehab there, and we'll go there. Again, Carter Shawanka back in the lineup on the offensive line. Understand from Coach Miklik, he's only going to go one way on the offensive line here tonight, coming back from his injury. And then it's Damian Pent, the offensive lineman and linebacker, hoping to get him back in. He's got the wrist arm type injury that he was knocked out early in week number one. So hope to get some bodies back coming in here as we are set to go here. For the Blackhawks, it's been a long haul here. They, as you heard with Chad and Coach in the pregame show, a lot of seniors lost to graduation a year ago. So they come in 1-6, 1-4 overall, and that only win Bowler Gresham in a forfeit a week ago. They lost to Marion Tigerton 56 to 20. So Cardinals ready to go here on homecoming. Nice crowd. And I tell you what, every time I come back to Ballyhead Field in the complex here, it looks like more construction is done as they keep hammering away here to a nice little facility here on Bridge Street on Wausau's west side. So the Cardinals going to kick off here as we are set to go. Port Edwards ready to go here. As it's going to be Tristan Fisher, I believe, doing the kicking here for the Cardinals. Set to go here. And he will kick from the 40-yard line. It is, I believe, Austin Irwin, who is deep for the Blackhawks. Blackhawks coached by Max Ayers, Nick Campbell, Eric Leverance, Dwayne Malcolm, Paul Lieber are his assistants. Paul Mickling in his 24th season, Kyle Thorpe, Jeff Gress, and Kevin Grundy. All right, here we go. This is a line drive kick. Irwin at the 20. He's out to the 25 up the far sideline. 30. 35 gets a corner, springs a tackle. He's up the far sideline and going to be hammered out of bounds. He is pasted, but he's into Newman territory at about the 42-yard line somewhere. Big hit on the sideline. So Port Edwards will start here, and the quarterback is Kelson Casey. He's a 5'10", 150-pound sophomore. He comes in 54, 118, 610 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions. So let's see. First and 10 here. The football is at the port at the Newman 40-yard line. And that's where we'll start here with the opening offensive play of the game. Here's a snap. It is Casey around the near side. He's hammered behind the line of scrimmage. Buried down at a big-time tackle there by Griffin Pent around the near side. Kelson Casey are going to see a lot of him. We said his passing-wise, rushing-wise, that's his 90th carry of the season, 545 yards and 2 touchdowns. Opening play, he, let's see here, loses a yard. Actually, I'm going to say 42-yard line is where they'll start. The ball back at the 43, so it'll go as a loss of 1 and bring up second down and 11 for the Blackhawks. Two wide receivers to the left. Casey in the shotgun on second down and call it 12. Rolling out to the right, or to the left, excuse me, looking, and this is caught. Sliding out of bounds up the far sideline. The pass is caught, and it's caught. Colin O'Connor on the catch there. This is ahead to about the 40-yard line. And going to be about a 4-yard pickup. O'Connor, their second leading receiver for the Blackhawks with the opening possession. And now third down, and they'll call it 7 yards to go. Football at the 40-yard line. Newman maybe showing a little blitz action here. We'll see what they opt to do from the near side. Nope, now they'll hold up straight back in the pocket. Pressure up, throwing far side. And I believe it falls incomplete. Knocked out of the hands of a receiver right near the far sideline. Griffin Pent got a hand on it to knock it down, and that'll bring up fourth down here for the Blackhawks. Port Edwards comes in. Again, the forfeit win over Bowler Gresham. And they'll get another forfeit win next week. So fourth down and 7, they will go for it. High snap, rolling out near side is Casey. Coming up near side, caught, and oh, knocked down. Oh, boy. Cardinals had visions of perhaps a pick there by Carter Sherwanka in coverage, but instead falls down, and Tristan Fisher getting a hand on it. And Newman will take over here. First and 10 from their own 40-yard line. So four and out. 10:57 to go in a scoreless first quarter. And the Cardinals from their own 40-yard line will go to work under the sophomore quarterback, Michael Fox. Fox with Tristan Fisher to his left. First and 10, football from the 40-yard line. They will hand it off, and this is Fisher on the far corner. Breaks a tackle up the near side. Into the middle he goes. Down to the 30. This may go 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cardinals. I take it back. It's Eli Fite. On the touchdown run, he goes 60 yards for the touchdown, and the Cardinals are on the board. Eli Fite to the house, went outside, cut it back up to the middle, And for the touchdown, and the Cardinals on the board and ready for the extra point. So off and running are the Cardinals with 10:44 to go. And they will line up to go for two on the two-point conversion here. All right, this is going to be right up the middle. Michael Fox into the end zone, just like that. Touchdown, Cardinals. 8-0, Newman with the lead. Back with the kick after this timeout on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
All right, here is the kick. A squibber up the middle, gets through the first layer, back picked up there.